This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
In our previous lesson, we began studying the word gravity, or grave. We noticed how grave means to be serious, to take something with the utmost dignity, with the utmost respect, with honor. We understand that it is the idea of appreciating the formality or seriousness of an occasion or situation. So if one is going to be grave spiritually, he is going to appreciate the seriousness in which he ought to take his Christianity, in which he ought to engage himself spiritually. So we examined the serious Christian or seriously Christian, the understanding of the word grave or gravity. As we see in 1 Timothy chapter 3, we see that a bishop is to be ruling his children, his house, his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. And then we also notice that deacons are to be grave, verse 8. We notice also that their wives are to be grave, verse 11. So elders are to rule well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Deacons are to be grave. Their wives are to be grave. And we also notice when Paul writes Titus in Titus 2 and verse 2 that the aged men are to be sober, grave, temperate, and so forth. And so there's a need then to focus upon gravity or being grave in regards to our spirituality. These qualifications are qualifications for elders, but that does not mean they're qualifications that all should not seek to attain, seek to apply to their life. Not everyone's going to be a husband of one wife. Not everyone is going to have children. Not everyone is going to be able to rule his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. But of course, we see in the combination of all these qualifications and in the emphasis in Titus 2 and verse 2 regarding aged men, that God is emphasizing gravity and emphasizing the need to take one's spirituality in all seriousness. And so now we're going to think about how we can be serious in our Christianity. Well, let's look at three things. First of all, we can be serious about our study of God's Word. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, we see that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's Word is powerful. Romans 1 and verse 16 tells us the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Here we see the word of God being compared to a powerful and even sharper than a two-edged sword. That's powerful. Now, if you literally had a two-edged sword, how would you treat that two-edged sword? Would you just pick it up and start flinging it all around? No, you wouldn't. You would take it very seriously. You would be very careful in the way in which you go about using that sword. Well, the same is true with the Word of God. If one wants to be serious or grave and grow in gravity, then one needs to be very serious in the way in which he studies God's Word. Does not need to just fling about Scripture and casually just look over a couple scriptures here and there, throw them out here and there, without being very studious to be sure that that which he is studying is indeed correctly divided. We notice that Paul writes Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God cares about the way in which we study his word. It matters to him. So how serious do we take it? Do we take studying God's Word seriously? Or do we just take it casually, just like it's a newspaper? Or just like it's some kind of article, maybe on our telephones or our iPhones or iPads or maybe just something on the computer that we're casually reading on the internet? Is that how we view God's Word? If we want to be serious Christians, if we want to be grave in our spirituality, let us study God's Word and be serious about such. But let us also be serious about prayer. We notice in the book of Psalms, Psalm 50 in verse 21 that the psalmist is writing concerning God and making a statement here concerning how some may view God. This is God speaking, and God is the one that is interacting here. It says, "These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I, that is God, was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes." Here God is saying, you thought I was just like you. You thought I was just like any other man. You did not respect me. You did not esteem me highly. You just thought I was just like any old person walking down the street. Well, now we understand this even in regards to various offices in this life. We're going to talk to the President of the United States much differently than we would talk to just some random person walking down the street. Why? We have a respect for that office. We would speak to a senator or a judge or even a police officer much different than we would speak to maybe our chum buddies. Why? Because we have a respect for their work, for what they do, for the positions they hold. Well, what about God? When we approach God in prayer, do we take it seriously? Do we recognize that we have an opportunity as children of God to have the very ear of God? Do we fear God being God? Or do we talk to God just like He's any old person or any old person off the street? No, we ought not to do that. Psalm chapter 89, in verse 7, we see God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. You know, we have the privilege to be able to even approach the throne of God because Jesus Christ is our high priest, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. And so we can approach God's throne with boldness. But at the same time, we have to recognize that God is a consuming fire, that we are speaking to the Creator of all the world, and that we ought not to take that casually. We ought not to take that in a way that is not serious. We notice Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire." Verse 29. When we pray to God, do we envision Him as a consuming fire? I know I don't. I don't do that as often as I should. But I think if I did approach the throne of God, and I did approach God in prayer, envisioning Him as a consuming fire, I would be much more serious, much more reverent, much more careful with my prayers. The grave Christian is the Christian that takes prayer very seriously, does not just throw frivolous things before the throne of God, does not just say repetitious vain words over and over again. Folks, I've been guilty of that, and we need not to be. We need to say to God what is on our hearts, what is on our mind. We see that that's what prayer is compared to in Romans 10, verses 1 and 2. God says His prayer and heart's desire for Israel is. Our prayer needs to be our heart's desire. We need to come to God with our heart's desire. We don't need to come to Him just to say some vain, repetitious words. We need to be careful and be serious in how we pray. But the serious Christian also is serious about obedience to God's Word. Not only for himself, but also for others. He's mindful of the way in which he is living and being sure that everything that he is doing is indeed in accordance with God's Word. He is trying himself. He is examining himself, whether he be in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. And he is taking seriously the fact that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. He takes very seriously every deed that he does, every word that he says, every action that he makes. Why? Because he knows, the serious Christian, that God is going to judge him based upon the things that he's done in his body. And so he's very mindful that Jesus is going to judge all the world whether they accept His word or not. John 12, verse 48. So he's mindful of himself, examining himself, but he's also mindful of others. And when others and their sin comes before him, he's not afraid to rebuke it. He's not afraid to emphasize and exhort obedience. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Are you wanting to be serious? Are you one who would consider his or herself seriously Christian? If you're not, we can grow in this area. We can become grave. We can take on our spiritual walk with all gravity and seriousness. Now that does not mean, this point needs to be made, that we ought not to be able to laugh, that we ought not to be able to love, be compassionate, be pitiful. That involves the Word of God as well. We understand that laughter has its indeed benefits, as we see in the book of Proverbs. We see that we ought to be compassionate and we ought to be loving, just as Jesus was. Jesus tells us that we ought to be like our Father which is in heaven, for He sends the rain on the just and on the unjust, as He lays out for us in Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and following. So we indeed need to be compassionate. We need to be loving. We need to be caring. We need to be kind, as we see in Ephesians chapter 4, for example. Be kind one to another. But at the same time, as we're seeking to be kind, as we're seeking to be loving, as we indeed enjoy good, wholesome laughter, it doesn't mean that we ought to dismiss the seriousness in which we ought to approach the study of God's Word, prayer to God, and our obedience to God. Let us be serious in our spirituality.